I'd see him sitting on that couch all day long, just staring at that Hollywood hogwash.
Our favorite show was Hollywood Hogwash.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Hollywood Hogwash. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Josh Reese.
I have never seen Commando before tonight.
No.
Yeah. You know, it was 85. I was 10 years old. You know, our mother never let us watch anything.
Sure.
Especially when I was younger.
Yeah.
We even have cable.
Right.
So this movie just kind of came and went, and I just never went back because I'm old. So this was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
This was like, they say this was the grandfather of the crazy mass killing action movies.
Sure.
And it was fantastic.
Right. Oh, it's so much fun. I watched this in high school for the first time. Me and my friends just like started binging like every Arnold movie. It's also when I first saw Total Recall. But
yeah,
I mean, this movie came out before I was born. So, but I've seen it a few times and it was a lot of fun watching Joe and Josh experience it for the first time. I was like, wait, just watch. Look at this.
And this is really him as a hero, as like a regular guy, the first one.
Yeah.
Because the Conans are like, you know, mystical bullshit.
Right. Still seems kind of mystical.
Yeah, true. And then Terminator, he was the bad guy. Like, this is his coming out party also for, I'm just this crazy, amazing dad who murders tons of people.
No, it's like pound for pound. Like, this is one of the most actioniest action movie of all time.
That's like, interesting.
Every scene is like fucking something insane and batshit crazy happens.
But amazing.
Amazing, yes.
But amazing.
It's, like, I feel like they watched like the directors of Fast and Furious 5 through 10, like watched Commando and was like, all right, we got this.
He's just constantly shooting. He's not even shooting anything. His gun's just going off. He's like,
This must have been like, because when did the first Rambo come out? It came out before this, I'm sure.
This competed with Rambo 2.
See, there you go.
And Rambo 2 was the bigger hit.
Yeah, so well, of course, it's Rambo, but But I'm sure, like, I knew it. Like, see, I didn't even know that, but they were like, hey, we got to make your version of Rambo.
Right.
So this is when the back and forth kind of started? Okay, interesting.
Sure. Yeah.
But I'm kind of shocked that this movie didn't get a sequel. There's got to be some reason.
Yes.
I mean, Arnold doesn't do sequels, right? He's only done a sequel to Terminator.
Yeah.
I think that's the only movie he's ever made a sequel of, right? The Terminator franchise?
Well, I feel like all of his movies are sequels.
Kind of.
They're all the same.
No, pretty much.
I didn't save this stat, but it was like Die Hard was written as a sequel to Commando, and then they couldn't get him to sign on.
Wow.
So then they just kind of went a different route as a standalone.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine if it was Arnold?
Oh, God.
In Die Hard crawling through the vents and...
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
That's hilarious.
They said to come out. You'd have a good time.
He ended up... I mean, right.
He has a friendship with Reginald Bell Johnson.
Talking to Carl Winslow. Oh, my God. Yeah, like... No, he did finally say yippee-ki-yay. I think it was in Expendables 2.
Yeah.
With him and Bruce Willis, because Bruce Willis said, I'll be back. And then he's like,
yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yeah, right, of course.
But yeah, we're gonna break down Commando in full, talk about this amazing movie. But first, we have to do news and rumors. But even before that, we have to thank some new patrons.
Nice.
At patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash. Thank you to Adam Brinkley, Mile High Mark, Gary Pendleton, April Sutherland, and Alfred Borden Guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Alfred Borden Guy has finally made it?
He did, yeah.
Wow.
It's funny, I looked that up, because I was like, what the hell is Alfred Borden? And it's Christian Bale's character in The Prestige, which I love that fucking movie.
Anthony Borden.
That's my favorite, magic movie, or movie about magic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no coincidence that it's directed by Christopher
Nolan.
It's
my favorite Christopher Nolan movie.
I would not even be upset about you saying that.
Never seen it.
Because that's how good it is.
I know. Hugh Jackman, right?
Hugh Jackman and Christian Bale.
Oh, and of course,
Michael Caine.
Interesting. And they're both battling to be like the better magician.
Oh, it's so good.
And might have to do that sometime soon.
Maybe. There's like three twists in it.
It's twisted on twist on twist.
Yeah.
Will I be able to figure it out?
No.
Shit.
You? No.
We'll help you out. Okay. That's what, I mean, pretty much every Nolan movie, like, I would go on IMDb and go through the message boards and be like, what the fuck did this, what happened here?
Yeah, right.
Unfortunately, the message boards are gone, but.
I know.
It sucks.
Stupid ass.
I feel like the only Christopher Nolan movies I understand are the Batman ones. that just might be me.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, thank you to those five people for signing up at patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash. We just released our third bracket.
Oh, yeah.
On the Hollywood Hogwash Patreon. Who's the best action hero of all time?
Spoiler alert, Arnold was on there.
He was on the bracket. Yeah, you can go check out and see who won. But
right.
Yeah, go to patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash. We also review a bunch of TV shows. We just finished with Echo, Invincible. Season 2, Part 2 is coming out in the few weeks. We've also done Loki, Secret Invasion. That was awful.
Oh, the worst.
A lot of, The Last of Us, that was great. So yeah, go check it out. Patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash. Be like these five awesome people.
Yes. Oh yeah.
And we have over 100, so.
Oh shit.
Join the party.
Nice.
All right, let's get to the news and rumors, a.k.a. the Hollywood Hogwash. So the Hollywood Reporter says, it's official, Avengers 5 will no longer be called the Kang Dynasty.
Kang!
So is Kang dead? He's gone?
He's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean more women have been coming forward, like, more recently, so it's, they got to cut ties.
Is it more women or variants of the same woman?
That's
too soon?
Okay. That's too soon. You're insensitive and you're a piece of shit, Josh.
You can recast. You know what I mean? But, like, I guess they just want to separate themselves completely from him.
Yeah. There was a great tweet after, like, this news came out where someone was like, the biggest mistake Marvel ever made was show us that every Kang variant was Jonathan Majors.
Right.
At the end of Ant-Man 3.
Yes. The stadium full of Kangs.
There's thousands of Jonathan Majors.
One looks different.
Every other variant has multiple personalities of people except Kang.
Right. Yeah. But that's what it was like. Yeah, like, it's funny, like, because, in Spider-Man, obviously, we have Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield. They all look different. But then in Multiverse of Madness, every Doctor Strange was Benedict Cumberbatch.
It's true.
You know what I mean? So.
That's true.
Yeah, it is weird how they do that.
Yeah.
Dumb.
And there were Loki. Dumb. Was like, there was a lot of copies of Loki, but then also an alligator.
And a woman.
Alligator Loki. Yeah.
And a woman. Yeah.
So, I guess we'll see what they replace it with. Everyone wants Doctor Doom, so I'd be surprised if they don't just fucking do Doctor Doom.
Doom. Why not?
It's got to be Doctor Doom.
Long as it's not the Nip-Tuck guy, I think we'll be fine.
Was fun.
It wasn't that it wasn't his fault. He was just in a shitty movie.
That's true.
But there's also a rumor going around that Sony is trying to rush Marvel into making and releasing Spider-Man 4. They want it to come out next year. Sony also wants the film to be another multiverse story with Toby and Andrew returning.
Oh, sure.
But Kevin Feige wants to make a more grounded story.
Thank you.
I think that's the way to go.
Yeah.
The first two Tom Holland Spider-Man films were more of a grounded, especially Homecoming. Like, what was the big, the last fight scene was, I got to stop Michael Keaton from stealing Tony's shit.
Oh, that's right.
But it was the best one, in my opinion, at least.
Yeah, no, it was grounded. It was more based around high school and, like, his high school life.
Yeah.
It was fun.
But don't forget, like, the mid-credit scene showed that, Tom Hardy left some of the symbiote behind. So I would want it to be that.
It's part of the lore, right?
We haven't really had a good, we had one symbiote Spider-Man. It's Spider-Man 3 with Tobey Maguire. It's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
So I would like, and also the Tom Hardy Venom is awful as well. Everyone, it's no secret how much I hate that. I would like to see them do symbiote Spider-Man and, like, Venom done well for once, please.
If you're telling me that Sony has nothing to do with it, I'm in.
Sony, yeah.
They still have to explain what's going to happen with Peter Parker and Spider-Man,
right?
Because the world doesn't know who Peter Parker is, right? As of right now.
No.
But everyone knows Spider-Man exists.
I guess. Yeah. Yes. No, they do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But just no one knows who Peter Parker is.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So that'll be interesting. But
and not Zendaya.
No, well, she still doesn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sad.
All right. So in an interview with Collider, Josh Brolin was asked if Cable will appear in Deadpool and Wolverine because he wasn't in the trailer, mm-hmm. even though at the end of Deadpool 2, he's like, I'm going to stick around a while.
Right.
But yeah, he was asked and Josh Brolin said, maybe.
Oh. Yeah.
So he's got to at least have a cameo or something.
Will Domino be there too?
No. I think they said Domino's in it, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that she's
They've
in it.
They've got to be.
Domino's one of my favorite characters.
Yeah. Oh, she was great, yeah.
Yes. Well, I mean, even if he's not in there as Cable, maybe he comes back as Thanos.
Yeah, that's... Oh, you never know.
Oh, I'll bet any money they discuss that in this movie.
Of course.
For sure.
Well, in Deadpool 2, he calls him Thanos.
Yeah, that's right. That's
Zip
right.
it, Thanos! Let's go. Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
So, yeah, of course.
Maybe we get him on screen at the same time. No, it's
Thanos talks to Cable.
Yeah.
Didn't I kill you?
I mean, that's what's so great. They could do anything in this fucking movie.
I'm super pumped for this. Finally, yeah. something good.
See, I think the multiverse should be like this. I think it should be ridiculousness.
Yeah.
And that's what Deadpool will bring to it. Not like, oh, we have to cross all these things and Loki and Spider-Man yeah. and Doctor Strange. It's like, well, now you can just bring back anybody with no consequences. But like, make it like a Deadpool multiverse.
Right. He's the only one that's amazing. Could. Ryan Reynolds and Deadpool are the only ones that could, you know, handle something like this.
Yeah. This literally is like, I haven't been excited about a movie coming out and like really like, whew, okay, like since Endgame maybe.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even right. the 3 Spider-Man movie was like, we kind of know.
I was super excited for that, but
sure.
it didn't live up to my expectations. You know, I didn't really like No Way From Home. We reviewed it and everything, and I've said all that there needs to be said about it. But yeah, just too sad. Like the other 2 movies weren't sad. Whatever, I've said enough. Anyways. Yeah, the you know what the best part about this is? It's the only MCU movie coming out this year.
Right. Well, not only that, everything that you hear about it, people keep on saying that this is the movie that's going to write things for Marvel.
Right.
And like...
Oh, it definitely is.
I really hope so.
For sure.
I really hope so.
It's going to be hard to fuck this up.
Maybe kill She-Hulk. I don't know.
Oh, cross your fingers, Josh, please. The She-Hulk's got to die if she's in this movie. If you put her in, you got to kill her. That's the rules. But we'll see. Also, in a recent interview with GQ, Mark Ruffalo said what many fans are feeling. He said that the MCU had more mystique before the Disney Plus streaming expansion.
Sure.
Which obviously...
Who said that?
Mark Ruffalo.
Oh. But he's still tied in, right?
He is. Oh, he's wow. in one of those Disney Plus... Yeah. streaming shows.
Yes, right. He is.
Where he was smart but dumb Hulk. Interesting.
Good. Yeah.
Smart but dumb.
He also had well a son.
Yeah, yeah. And then teasing like, oh, this is my son. And people were like, oh, World War Hulk. Yet Mark said that he doesn't think there will ever be another Hulk solo movie.
Oh, my God.
He said because it's too expensive. And that's him lying.
Yeah.
What he meant to say was the other 2 solo Hulk films didn't do well in theaters.
Yeah.
So Disney/Marvel's afraid to do another one.
Yeah, but like if you tie it in with like another hero like they did with Thor Ragnarok,
yeah.
It works fine.
Right.
It was like a mini Planet Hulk movie that they did.
Right. Sure. Well, I mean, that's the thing is like they were already on that planet. And then at the end of She-Hulk, he goes back to that planet, fucks for like 18 years, and then right? like, here's my son.
Yeah.
What? What did we missed all of that?
Does he fuck another Hulk?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
He has to. Who else could have the Hulk's baby? That
I guess that's true.
That baby would be born like fucking alien.
Yeah.
Like just right out of the stomach.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Reacher star Alan Ritchson was on the Post-Cred podcast, and he said he felt honored that there are fans wanting him to play Batman in James Gunn's DCU reboot.
Joe is the one that's behind this all.
I'm behind him in anything. I think he's amazing. I Yeah.
I loved him, and he was great in Fast 10.
Okay, I was about to say, I thought you were going to say Reacher.
Of course not. Yeah. But he said, it's one of the first characters I fell in love with as a child. I still remember the big, long pistol coming out of Joker's pants as he goes to shoot down the Batplane. And he also said that he would absolutely love to play the Dark Knight. It's funny if he does, like... He looks like cartoon Bruce Wayne.
He does.
Right.
Big chest.
I mean, just giant behemoth of a man.
Right.
Yeah. But do they want another older Batman? I mean, this guy was born, he's 7 years younger than, he's 41.
Yeah,
it's
but
not
he,
like he's 30.
He looks young.
He does. He
you
does.
Know?
Yeah.
And also, like, I guess the last Batman was Ben Affleck, who got super jacked for it as well, but...
This guy's already jacked. He doesn't have to do much
else. Yeah, no. Dude, if you watch Reacher, he's basically Arnold.
Yeah.
Like he's just fucking huge.
An English Arnold.
We'll see. I doubt James Gunn would have him play Batman, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We still don't know.
No, they have made a lot of casting things in other parts of the universe, the James Gunn universe, but they haven't done anything with Batman yet.
Well, yeah, they're currently filming Superman.
Right. So, I mean, maybe there could be a Batman cameo in that.
And what's his name from Barry is in it. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
Right. What is he?
Hank.
Yes.
Hank.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he Lex Luthor?
No,
he's not.
No, you know who Lex Luthor is?
Who?
It's Nicholas Hoult, Beast from X.
Right. Love him.
Yeah.
Love him.
Okay. I think he'll do
it. What's the name of it? Superman what?
Legacy. So, yeah.
20,
Hank from
25.
Barry. Hi, Superman. Look, you want to be good. Best friends with me, Clark? That's Clark Kent. He's my best friend.
Me and Superman are best friends.
So good. Also, Amazon Prime announced that season 4 of The Boys premieres on June 13th.
Yes.
You know what also came out today?
What?
The Rick Grimes short-lived series.
Oh, no.
No way it's good. Is there no way it's good?
I watched the trailer and I didn't care. Like, it's all about, Rick and Michonne are going to reunite. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care about them reuniting. It was weird that they were together in the first place.
Why did Michonne leave her children?
It felt so weird. What?
Why did Michonne leave her children?
Because she got a clue that Rick was alive. So she was like, fuck my kids.
Okay. All right.
Someone else take care of them.
That makes sense. I have zero interest in the Walking Dead universe ever since they decided.
It's a six-parter.
Not that I had any interest before then.
It's only 6 episodes?
That's what it said, yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, on the trailer, that's all I know about it.
Yeah, I mean, God, maybe, and this is a very, like, big if, maybe I'll give it a shot, but no promises.
Don't do that to yourself, Andrew.
I mean, you're probably right.
We watch too many bad things.
I know. God, like, that, honestly, like, the first 2 seasons of The Walking Dead, you could argue was, like, you know, 2 of the best seasons in television history. Like, that show is so fucking good.
It's good.
And then it took such a nosedive and then just eventually got to just crap. I remember Josh and I, like, was it last year, the year before, we watched the series finale of The Walking Dead and it was so bad.
Terrible.
It was just like a bad soap opera.
Terrible.
At one point, Daryl's like, you know, you're not fighting against us, you're fighting against The Walking Dead.
Oh,
we're just like, God, no.
Yeah,
it was terrible.
So it's called The Ones Who Live.
Yeah.
Just came out today.
The sixth Walking Dead show.
And this is the premise. In another world.
In a world.
Built on a war against the dead. Oh. Rick Grimes and Michonne attempt to find each other and who they were.
Oh, yeah.
And who they were?
Okay, 2,200 reviews. And that's the average, right, that I'm looking at on IMDb? The average, 9.5.
But I mean, I don't believe the people that are rating it, it literally just came out an hour ago, probably. Like, those are the most hardcore.
They're back and better than ever.
Believe it.
The Walking Dead is back. Peak The Walking Dead.
I don't.
Worst the 6-year wait, finally. Wow. Come on. Can these all be that bad? I think I have to watch it now. This was perfect.
So I have a theory.
Rick is back. I mean, look, if they focus on just killing zombies and making them awesome again and badass.
No, it won't.
All right.
So I've got a theory, and it's a conversation starter anywhere you go in the country. And it's, at what point did you leave The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
What was it for you, Joe?
I don't know. There was like three separate episodes where you're only following two of them through like the woods. And that's when I started going.
Exactly.
So I'm like,
well, eventually, because they, you know, the first season was six episodes. Then they expanded to 13. Then the show got so popular, they're like, all right, let's do 22 episodes. Like so many. And then like, it's like Joe said, it's like it, they would cut it into two halves. Like the first 10 episodes, or like the season premiere would be strong. Then it would be eight episodes of them walking in the woods, barely doing anything.
Right.
Then it would be a strong mid-season finale. And then, you know, like that's just how it would be going forward.
Yeah.
So it's
like
seemed,
you're bored out of your fucking mind.
It seems like I made it farther than both of y'all. Cause I know after season two, you kind of mentally checked out.
No. I watched. No, I made it further than you, Josh.
Checked out, right?
I stopped watching like during the last season. I stopped.
Oh shit.
Or like, I think I watched the season before the last season. And then when it came back, I was like, I don't even care anymore.
Well, I was done after they killed Carl.
Carl was your
I waited that long. I was like, when it came to that point, I was like, you know, maybe finally they're going to kill off Rick and let the story be through Carl.
Right.
And
again, it like it just made no sense to me that like Rick's, you know, his whole family's dead. Like the whole point of the show is he's protecting his family.
Yeah. Better than the last three seasons of the main show and all spinoffs.
I don't believe it.
Well, better than the last three seasons, that's not saying much.
Here we go. One star. Dull, dull, dull.
that's the guy closer. That I didn't follow.
Yeah.
I might watch this first episode just to see it. 9.5 and all those reviews. I don't know.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. No, yeah. I don't know. Anyway, let's move on.
I mean, 13 critics have rated it on Rotten Tomatoes, and it has like an 85 critic score. So, I mean, I guess there's something to be said about that. But
that's high.
We'll see. I don't know.
Okay.
I'll give it an episode, I guess.
All right.
Also, the first trailer for Borderlands came out. In case you don't know, Borderlands, the popular video game franchise. Mm. Did you ever play, Josh?
No.
No? I played a little bit, but I didn't really like it that much. I know a lot of people do.
It's like Mad Max?
Well, no, it's basically a mix of like Guardians of the Galaxy and Suicide Squad.
Oh.
Did either of you see the trailer?
No.
It's basically like the trailer is almost copying Suicide Squad exactly. Like it's very colorful.
Huh.
Like Guardians and Suicide Squad, both directed by James Gunn. This, I think, is directed by Eli Roth, I think.
Well, I saw Jamie Lee Curtis was going to be in it. I was like,
Kate Blanchett, Kevin Hart, Jack Black.
Yeah.
Oh my
it's
God.
Weird because
Jamie Lee Curtis?
Kate Blanchett and Jamie Lee Curtis are the female leads. Those characters in the game are like way younger, like they're young women.
Both of them are in their 50s.
And they're in their 50s and 60s. It's like, what?
Eli Roth.
That old?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It didn't look very good. Maybe it will be, but I don't know.
But I mean, like, they're a probably a game.
You know what? Aaron plays the Borderlands games. He loves them.
So we'll get an update in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. So this, I guess, it counts as a game movie.
But also, like, Kevin Hart's character is, like, this big fucking buff guy, and Kevin Hart's this little guy, so it's just weird. But, yeah.
The trailer's good? You liked it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you did not? Oh, sorry.
It's like, it doesn't look...
As soon as you mentioned it.
It didn't really interest me much, but... Mm. Who knows, right?
Yeah.
But it's definitely like they're just doing a mix of Guardians and Suicide Squad. Like,
got it.
Interesting.
Look at these, you know, this group of misfits, which is the game. I get it. That is what the game is. But yeah.
All right.
What do you got, Joshy?
Well, for all of us Game of Thrones fans out there, there's a couple updates.
Okay.
House of Dragon, of course, is coming back.
Are you going to watch that second season?
Yeah.
You are?
I'm a Game of Thrones mark.
But Josh, just like Walking Dead, when it got bad, you stopped watching. That season sucked.
Yeah,
it was so boring.
I got to give it a little bit longer.
I didn't
longer.
Hate it. It got better towards the end of the season. I will give it another chance.
I got to give it a little bit longer.
I was so bored.
I love the... But you still haven't seen the original Game of Thrones.
No.
you didn't
it's weird watching the prequels first.
I don't think I made it past the first episode. So we tried watching the first episode together, didn't we? And you're like, no, I can't do this.
No. I actually liked... We did watch the first episode of Game of Thrones. I liked it, but I wasn't interested enough to keep watching.
Oh, okay. Right.
I'm not a big medieval guy, honestly.
It's more about I'm just the drama.
Not a, I know, but I'm just not medieval times and everyone speaks weird.
Yeah, they do. so like that'll be coming
not
out.
Not a fan of that.
I'm just telling you, I'm not into that either, and I like it.
Okay.
So I didn't give
House of Dragon was just so boring.
That was it tested my patience at times. But I'm hoping it might get a little bit better. I'm hoping. We'll see.
Okay.
So they didn't give like a hard release date, but David Zavloff said that it will be coming out in Q2.
Q2, okay. Q2,
so I imagine fairly soon.
They're also filming Last of Us Season 2 right now.
Yes.
So good. Hopefully we'll get that by the end of the year, but I don't know.
Yeah, also Disney's The Penguin is supposed to come out during Q2.
Oh, fuck off. I don't want to see that stupid shit.
I'm just telling you what's out there. So, yeah. So
I didn't kill that Goyle. Who's Moira? That was Colin Farrell in The Batman as Penguin.
Way too much makeup.
He was a cartoon version of Tony Soprano.
Essentially.
Who's Moira?
Essentially.
So bad. Everyone's like, he killed it. I'm like, what?
No, he did not.
Fuck that movie.
It just didn't make any sense, really, why he was like that.
Like, why don't you finally do a comic book accurate version of Penguin?
Yeah.
Like, why hasn't anyone done that yet?
Well, because everyone doesn't do comic book accurate
anything. Burton was, fuck it, he's a penguin. What? He's a penguin?
But what's weird...
Yeah, he's a penguin, basically.
What's weird is that's probably the closest portrayal we've had on screen.
Essentially.
But he's not a penguin in the comics.
Still the closest. It's a little guy with a weird nose.
He's not half penguin. He's a guy fish. from Britain. Like, he's a fucking Brit.
Yeah, he's not some weird New Yorker from 1920s Brooklyn.
He wasn't born half penguin.
Yeah,
his mom fucked a penguin, and Danny DeVito came out. This is what happens when you fuck a penguin. You get Danny DeVito.
Oh, that's what happens when you fuck a pangolin.
Pangolin. Yeah.
So the last thing I have, another Game of Thrones update. If you want another spinoff.
Like The Walking Dead, too many spinoffs.
I don't know. I want to see this. Game of Thrones, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms will debut late 2025.
Oh. Okay.
And this will be set 100 years before Game of Thrones.
What are we in right now?
This is like 1,000 years.
1,000 years?
I think 1,000 years.
Closer. We're getting closer.
Yeah, something like that. So to follow Sir Duncan the Tall and Egg, which is his shortened diminutive squire.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Should be interesting.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, we did Game of Thrones. Everyone loved it. What should we do? How about we do a prequel where it's like peacetime, where nothing happens?
Sir Duncan the Tall.
You sure?
And Egg. I want to see Egg go out there solving crimes.
Okay, great. Anything else?
Yeah, that's all the Game of Thrones related news I have this week.
Okay, good. Thank you. All right. I guess we could talk about Commando. Year is 1985.
85.
1 year after Terminator.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
This crazy. This was Arnold at the peak of his powers.
I mean, he's on the rise, you know? We start off. It's, one beautiful morning. A couple wakes up to the sounds of the garbage men. On a Tuesday? They're like, the garbage is here. It's Tuesday. What the fuck? So the husband rushes down to the curb to get rid of his trash. But the garbage men pull out some Uzis and just shoot him to death. And then some more. They shoot him some more for good measure.
Yeah, they shoot him some more. So their plan was, even though it's not garbage day, the sound of the garbage truck will have him bring the pails down. Yes.
Well,
it worked.
I wondered how many times they circled the block.
Yeah, they've been watching this guy for a while. They figured out he's always late on his garbage. He's always late on trash day.
I just walk up to his house and shoot him. These guys clearly don't give a shit,
right?
As we know in this next scene, where he just murders a sales guy.
Not only that, I wonder how many times they picked up trash before then. People are like, trash man, trash man, here's my trash.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
So later, one of the fake garbage men steals a car from a store and runs over the salesman as he crashes through the glass window.
You know what I like most about this car? The price. And he just drives off.
So we're not even five minutes into this movie, and it's like, action, action.
Oh, do we know why he stole the car?
No.
He just wanted a free car.
Aren't they rich bad guys?
I don't know. They're rich.
Andrew.
Yeah. Then later he blows up a boat. Do you know why he does that?
So he could fake the guy's death.
Okay, yeah.
No, I got that far.
So you looked it up?
No, I didn't look it up.
I can't believe you, Josh, that you figured that. Bennett was on that boat.
The guy that wears
wearing the chainmail. So they faked his death 5 minutes before they were going to...
They faked his death so that later, they could be like, hey, your boys are getting murdered.
Oh.
Not only that, up until this point, I'm thinking that the black guy is the main character.
Oh yeah.
Like he's the one that's doing all the shit, and he seems like the big bad guy. This what was the guy in the chainmail? What was his name?
Which one?
The ended up being the main bad guy.
Oh, Bennett.
Bennett. I didn't see Bennett do anything.
He's the main henchman. The main bad guy was Arius.
He's the last guy that dies.
Yeah.
Sure, but I mean, like, they made him out to be like this big bad ass.
I mean, he had a fight with Arnold at the end, and Arnold had trouble with him, even though Arnold's in way better shape and way stronger. But yeah, that Bill Duke was the guy that was in the first few scenes.
Right.
He was in a lot. He was in Predator.
Yeah.
Arnold. Okay. Yeah. So maybe a couple of these guys got roles from Predator.
Well, oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. So he blows up the boat with Bennett inside faking his death. Then we see Arnold, who plays a former Army Special Forces Colonel.
Yes.
Named John Matrix.
Oh my God.
John the Matrix.
Way before its time.
What did Matrix mean before, I guess, before that movie? I don't know, you know.
Must have been the internet or something like that. That was like pre-internet.
The internet in 1985?
Well, no, they still had like ways to link computers and stuff like that.
Yeah, sure, but that was for like, you know, scientists and shit. The public didn't really have access.
Well, I just think it's funny personally that we had Johnny Utah last week. Mm-hmm. And now we have John Matrix.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to next week. John McCain?
Well, I mean, maybe. Yeah, John Matrix. What a name. That's great. How do you get that name? I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that like a German name, Matrix?
Well, he's definitely from there, as he tells his daughter all about it.
Naming people.
Yeah, it's like the only movie where he actually, you know, he's like, I'm from Germany, or, you know, he's from Austria, right? But it's the first movie where he's not just the all-American man.
That's right. Like True Lies. Like, I was born in California. This is where I'm from.
I'm from New York. Can't you tell by my accent?
So we see John carrying like this massive log, but then someone's lurking behind him. So he grabs his axe, turns around, and he picks up his daughter, played by Alyssa Milano, before she grew up to be a horrible person who asks her fans for money so she could take her son on a baseball trip.
Wait, that was who that was?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I didn't realize that.
I said it.
You know about that?
No.
Story?
When did you say that?
No.
No? This is recent. Like, she made, like, a GoFundMe page.
Yeah, I heard about
it. And was like, hi, my son's baseball league. Like, he has to go on this trip, and we're raising money. And she raised, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yes.
And it was like, thanks so much. Go look up her fucking net worth. She's like worth $12 million.
And isn't she married to a rich guy too?
Yeah, she's like, married to a super rich guy.
I didn't realize that's who it was. That's insane.
Like, what a piece of shit you are.
Why would you ask your fans to pay for your kid's stuff?
That is insane.
When you're rich.
She didn't even ask her fans. She started a GoFundMe.
A GoFundMe. Yeah, I mean, that's her fans, though. Her fans are going to.
But I'm saying, like, you think of GoFundMe as, like, people, like, supporting cancer or someone
with
a tragic thing that happened in their family. Now I want to send my kids to Dodger Stadium so they can play catch.
And now she's like, I've been getting threats. And it's like, yeah, because you're a piece of shit.
Go fuck yourself.
Of course you're going to get threats. Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah, Jesus.
It's too bad she didn't die in this fucking movie, right?
Too soon. Who knows where she lost the past.
So, you know, we see that they have a strong bond because they eat ice cream together. And she gets the ice cream all over Arnold's face. And it's just... It's gross.
It's weird.
They both make fun of Bon Jovi.
And he kisses her on the mouth.
He teaches her martial arts. They feed a deer together. They go fishing. They swim in the pool, you know, just.
Up until this point, because we the first 5 minutes was nothing but action. And then we have like him like in the woods, like, you know, random man. I'm like, what the fuck is this movie?
Don't worry. She's going to be homeschooled. I'm going to teach her English.
He's carrying that log that was like 500 pounds on his shoulder. Like, this is the log. Who is the
problem? Yeah. I believe it. Yeah, I believe
That's
it.
That's right. First of all, I don't think he had a wife. But
we have to make a fire for tonight.
I guess his wife was
They didn't mention
murdered.
The wife.
No, never.
No, must have been murdered.
I don't think they mentioned that.
But yes, he's so far away from school. He's definitely homeschooling her.
Yeah.
I think he just made his daughter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, sure.
Like, he just came and then, like...
Oh, fuck.
Super calm.
What was that movie where he had the baby?
Junior.
Junior. That's right.
Oh, what's my baby?
Yeah.
Where's Larry? I want Larry.
Are we doing that one?
I want my Larry.
Maybe we should. It's fucking hilarious.
Oh, God.
Danny DeVito again. So, helicopter flies to their house, and his daughter's already worried. She's like, no, Dad, you promised. And he's like, I'm not going anywhere. And John's former general gets out of the chopper and tells John that someone is killing all of his men from his former unit. And the general leaves a couple guys to protect John and his daughter.
And they
come to think of it, why did they need to, like, fake? Why did Bennett need to fake his death for John to think? Like, why not just show up at his house, pretend like you're still friends,
and yeah,
and well, then just shoot him with the tranquilizer dart?
They didn't want it. Oh, right. And then do it from there. That'd be way easier.
Yeah, I don't understand, because as soon as the general leaves, the bad guys just start shooting. I don't even think they're shooting at Arnold.
Yeah, the chopper's not even out of frame yet. I was like, wait, what's happening? Oh, the guys that he left him with are evil? That's what I thought was happening when I saw the shooting.
Well, to your point where, like, the general is always a bad guy. You thought that maybe the general.
As soon as I met the general, he's kind of an asshole. I'm like, he's the bad guy. He's the one killing his men.
Right.
Yeah. And these movies are always idiotic because it's like he always tells him, hey, something's wrong. You got to help. Like, why would you get your top guy against you when you're doing good all along? And as soon as those guys started shooting, I'm like, oh, yeah, he's for sure the bad guy.
That's like every Scooby-Doo episode. It's always the first person they meet when they go to the town. The guy's like, you guys better leave. This place is fucking scary. And it's like, yeah, that's him. Yeah. Even as a 4-year-old, it's like so obvious.
Well, they did the fake out because it wasn't. But no, this movie was only 90 minutes long, and maybe there were some scenes that were cut out.
It's a tight 90.
We'll get to that later.
So, John goes into his safe to get some weapons. Then John opens the front door, and one of the army men that the general left just like falls right in front. Like he's just standing there dead, and then he opens the door.
So good.
And he left him be. He was shot like in the arm when he left him. And he just falls dead.
That's so great.
Dead.
Then John sees a guy sitting in a chair, and he's holding the I love you, daddy card that his daughter made him. And we see a car drive away with John's daughter. And the bad guy's like, before you shoot, you should hear me out first, right?
Wrong.
And John shoots him dead.
That was great.
Shoots him right in the head.
Yeah, because he looked at the cars rolling away.
Yeah.
And I guess he was like, I can still catch him.
Yeah. Sure.
I don't need to know anything, motherfucker.
So John runs to his truck. He checks the hood, pulls out a bunch of wires.
Literally like a pile of wires. Like,
and that means that the brakes were cut. So John crashes and some men surround him.
I love this. Like, the car doesn't work. I'm Arnold. I'm just going to push the car down.
No, you didn't mention that. He pushes the car, jumps in it, and because he lives on a mountain, the fucking car just goes down this mountain.
It was amazing because the car is just like passing the bad guys.
No. First of all, it was crashing. It crashed 12 times.
Yeah.
Where you wouldn't, it would explode. And the car kept going.
It's Arnold. Arnold.
I love that he's not a Mary Sue. Like, he still crashed the car, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit. No. Like, he didn't get it done. He crashed the car.
Yeah, it didn't work. Right.
And that's where, you know, John's ex, team member, Bennett, reveals himself. He points out that John kicked him out of the unit, and this is payback. And then he shoots him with the tranquilizer gun.
Right. Like, I would have loved to have seen on why he's so evil, maybe?
Yeah,
maybe. Didn't really feel like he was very evil until that point. What you said the guy's name was. That was the evil guy.
Yeah, right. So John is taken to their commander, Arius, who is a former South American dictator who Matrix removed from power.
What country?
They never say. Okay. It's South America, Josh.
Latin America as a whole.
Yeah.
He was the president of Latin America.
In the 80s, Americans didn't know what South America even was. Yeah, they probably couldn't name a single country.
So like Mexico.
Mexico.
Hey!
No?
The entire Latin America.
Is that wrong?
So Arius blackmails John into killing the president of insert country here.
Yeah.
And John says, fuck you. But then they show him his daughter tied up and Arius says if he doesn't do it, then he'll send his daughter back home in pieces.
Damn. Bum, bum.
And then some Bennett and some guys take John to the airport, and John tells Bennett, I'll be back, which is the first Terminator line in this movie, but not the last.
But was it famous yet?
Yeah.
by this movie being made a year later.
Yes.
Well, they're filming this movie when it comes out, though, right? It's a year later. I don't know. So I guess it was already huge.
I'll be back. I mean, that was like the whole, that's what everyone was saying when the right. Terminator came out.
Yeah, you. But Terminator 2 is what really made it like a household name.
It was the first one.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. I watched the Arnold documentary. Just
oh, that's right, because he was in the police station.
He was like, after the first Terminator, everyone was just coming up to me saying, like, telling me to say, I'll be back.
Right.
Yeah, because that's when, you know, yeah, he's in the police station. Yeah, yeah. I'll be back.
Right.
So
right,
it was
right.
huge. So then one of the bad guys named Sully, who's this short little guy, tells John to, he's like, hey, have a drink on me on the plane. And John says, I like you, Sully. That's why I'm going to kill you last.
And this Sully guy, dirtbag.
Oh, absolute dirtbag.
Oh, God, douche.
Napoleon complex out the yin-yang,
super
probably.
Super douche.
Yeah, so one of the bad guys gets on the plane to make sure John completes the mission. But as soon as they take their seats, John snaps the guy's neck. He's dead.
He, like, kind of gives him, like, a little, like, elbow. And then just...
puts him in a headlock and goes... just like that. He's dead.
Done. So the only thing I didn't understand was, for because they're gonna have guys meet him at the at the plane when it lands too. I didn't know if it was necessary for the other guy to watch him on the plane.
Yeah, I think he was just like we need this guy to follow him the whole time.
I guess of course maybe.
So then John tells the flight attendant, please don't disturb my friend. He's dead tired.
Ah, good. Yeah, but
the one-liners. Early on, the producers did not want him to speak in this movie like they had done before.
Yeah, right.
Imagine all the great one-liners we would have missed.
Yeah.
Maybe because they were ripping off Rambo so much and Rambo barely speaks,
Right.
Yeah. So then John manages to get out of the plane, goes down to cargo, and then he jumps out from the wheel.
Oh, boy.
And they cut to him falling, but they used, a dummy, a fake body.
Right.
But not just any dummy.
Yeah.
A black dummy.
They go from a black dummy to some weird animation.
It's like an animation. The next shot is just like an animation. They were like, hey, just draw a guy fall. Draw a stick figure falling out of a plane.
It was the 1980s. We were very easy to
shrink. And the dummy shot is so funny because he's not moving. The dummy just like.
Yes. Yeah. The arms are like out, like Frankenstein.
It was Dave Chappelle style when he had.
It was Dave Chappelle from Con Air.
That's
right. That was it.
And it's funny. One of the stats I have is Arnold Schwarzenegger performed many of his own stunts as producers found it difficult to find a stunt double for the bodybuilder.
I believe it.
The whole movie, it's like clearly not him in so many different scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Arnold is clearly like, when I'm not needed, use someone else.
Yeah.
Oh, like, but it's hard to find someone your size. I don't care. Use someone else.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Jesus, it's so crazy. But I mean, this is the 80s, not HD, right? Especially when you watch at home on your 10-inch television, you're not going to see shit.
Yeah.
But now we've got HD. We've got 60-inch televisions. It's all these movies. It's so obvious.
Yes.
So John goes back to the airport after falling hundreds of feet into the fucking water. And he finds Sully, who is creeping on a flight attendant. He even follows her to her car. And she asks him to leave, and Sully says, fucking whore, and walks away.
No, dude, she won't fuck you.
Yeah.
That's the opposite of whore.
Typical, like, sleazebag
fucking
guy. Like,
tease.
Slut. This girl won't fuck me? What a fucking slut.
Isn't that the anti-slut? I don't know.
It's brilliant. Yeah.
It's brilliant.
So then John sneaks up and grabs the woman from behind. Like, he's, like, under her. Like, it looks like he's about to finger her.
Yes, yeah. It looked like
she
he
just
grabbed
got
her by
this
crotch.
Guy to leave, and now he's like, don't move. Hold on a second. Just.
And she's like, fuck this job. The airport sucks. Yeah, really?
I'm going back to pilot school.
I keep getting assaulted at the airport. Every day in every airport. This is the worst.
That's right.
So then Arnold rips out the passenger seat from her car and gets in and is like, follow him. But then, like you pointed out, we were watching, he's just sitting up in the car.
Yeah, what's the point of...
Is that seat just too small for Arnold?
Like, he's lower, I guess, a little bit.
That's the only thing I can think of.
I'm just going to look like a big baby. Just say you have a baby.
I figured passenger seat. Maybe he was sitting in the car seat that he would be, like, standing way over the windshield. I don't know.
Maybe.
He's not that tall, right?
But still, it's not.
Arnold's only, like, 6 foot, right? He's not,
6'1",
like,
but, like, I think in these movies, he's always, like, 6'8".
7 feet tall.
But at this point, it's not like Sully is looking out for that lady, so it really didn't matter.
No, not at all. So they follow Sully to the mall for a business deal that he's doing, and John tells Cindy to seduce Sully so he can grab him. Cindy agrees to do it, but then as soon as she goes into the room that Sully's in, she tells the cop that John's after her.
Smart.
And the cop looks, and like Arnold's just like hiding behind like a fucking like wall.
How are you doing?
And the guy's like, yeah, that guy's obviously a creep. And he radios to another cop, and the other cop gets it, and he tells two women, want to see me kick some ass?
Yeah, it's like, that's amazing. But he's like, he's hitting on these two girls, and they're like, hey... Hey, mall cop.
Yeah.
This is super hot.
Mall cop back then, probably a really push gish job.
Yeah.
Gooch. Okay, I get it.
What the fuck are you trying to say?
What are you trying to say right now?
What has happened to your fucking brain?
Just go, banit.
Yeah.
Because that's.
You know, it's mall security. It's probably a goose job.
Ghost job. Like, cool.
Ghost job. Okay.
No? I'll give you a fun fact to get past this. The shopping mall, the Sherman Oaks Galleria, was the same one used in Terminator 2.
So
they found a good location. And they're like, we're coming back.
Stuck with it.
I have the perfect mall.
So, yeah, then that cop describes John on the radio. He's like, he's one giant motherfucker.
I want to know the fuck count in this movie.
Like, the 80s, there were so many unnecessary fucks in all these 80s movies.
Right.
It's fucking hilarious.
That reminds me of Rick Ross on AEW. You one big motherfucker.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about AEW right now. Yeah.
No, but it just reminded me of it. Please, John. It was fun.
Come on.
So Sully sees John beating up the cops, and he runs to a payphone. After, like, grabbing a quarter out of Cindy's purse.
No, it was, like, out of her like,
snatch.
Asshole or something. Like, reaching in her skirt. Like,
give me a quarter, whore. I knew you were a whore. Only whores have quarters.
That's right.
What do your Johns pay you in? Dimes?
What'd you do for this quarter? Suck a cock? Whore.
Ah, the good old days in the 80s when a blowjob costs a quarter.
Goddamn inflation.
So he runs to the phone booth, but John flips the phone. Not just flips it. He, like, picks it up and fucking throws it.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And then the guy that made the deal with Sully shoots a cop, but another cop shoots him, and he falls a few stories as the money flies everywhere.
I guess we were never supposed to know what that deal was about.
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe it's to make the guy the next president. I don't know. And then one cop was about to shoot John, so Cindy knocked him down the stairs after just, like, reporting on, like, just telling on John.
The timing.
This guy's after me.
Not great.
I think he wants to finger me, and now she's helping him.
I think she finally was like, you know what? After all this mayhem, maybe he's right.
Yeah.
Maybe he's right. And I don't have anything to do today, so I'm just going to hang out with him.
Yeah.
I guess. So then John, like, swings on some decorations to get down to the first floor.
Yeah.
Sully drives off, and John runs to the parking lot, but there's more cops. So John hits them with the double fists.
I mean, literally.
And they die.
He did.
He runs down the stairs. They're like, hey, and he just goes, and, like, he might as well explode.
That's what I was thinking.
He should have exploded.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Just exploded.
Yeah. So John gets in Cindy's car to follow Sully, and he's chasing him. And then Cindy runs out in the middle of the street, and John stops
this
to let her get in the car.
To save his daughter's life. He's like, get in. This is your car now.
Come with me if you want to live.
I need a partner.
Yeah. So John catches up to Sully, hits him a few times until he crashes. But then John crashes into a pole. And then John pulls Sully out of the car, and he gets a key to some motel, and John holds Sully upside down over a big cliff.
Yeah.
And John says,
remember Sully when they promised to kill you last?
Yeah, John, you did.
I lied.
Wah! And he just dropped, and it's another shot of a dummy falling.
First he goes,
where's Jenny?
And he's like, I don't know.
He goes, I already know.
Yeah.
I have this key.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I've always wondered where that line is from.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So I'm glad I was able to finally figure that out.
The Simpsons parodied that line in one of the episodes because they have, you know, an Arnold in their show, Rainier Wolfcastle.
Oh, right.
And he's eating like pie, and he was like,
remember when they said I would eat you last? I lied.
That's good.
So yeah, then John flips Sully's car, and him and Cindy get in, and then Cindy says, "What happened to Sully?"
"I let him go.
That's a good another one-liner.
A lot of them. Yeah, there's so many.
Come on, get ready. That's so fine.
Meanwhile, the bad guys bring John's daughter to Arius's hideout and leave her in this room where she cries for the rest of the movie.
Well,
yeah. That's a bad job on the bad guys. Don't tie her up. You just let her run around in the room.
They tied her up earlier, but they were like, there's no way she could possibly escape.
Yeah.
Even though her dad is a former special forces.
Yeah, you would think that maybe he taught her some, I don't know, whatever. The lazy bad guys. I can see why they got overthrown.
So John and Cindy go to Sully's motel room, but the bad guy who stole the car earlier knocks on the door. And John has Cindy open the door and pretend to be Sully's whore.
Yeah.
Everyone just sees this woman as a whore. It's, you know, what, because she's a flight attendant? That's terrible.
Maybe.
I don't know. So the bad guy walks in, but John attacks him. And one of the more famous lines of this movie when he's like, "This Green Beret is going to kick your ass. I eat Green Berets for breakfast. And right now I'm very hungry." As he's fighting him.
See, do you know what that's for?
No.
What's that for?
So him and Stallone, right, going head-to-head during this time. First Blood 2 came out. And it's no coincidence when he says that line, "I eat Green Berets for breakfast, and right now I'm very hungry," because this was geared towards Rambo, who was a Green Beret.
Of course.
Yeah, and we never know what Matrix is, what part of the army or whatever.
Well, you can't explain what Matrix is.
No. Right.
You have to see it for yourself,
You have to experience.
That's right.
I got you.
Yeah.
You have to experience a
Take
Matrix.
Take the red pill. Blue pill?
Red pill. Red pill.
I think it's the red pill.
Yeah
it's the red pill.
Sure.
Yeah. Again, like, the Matrix trailer is, like, that's the the fact that he says in the trailer, you know, what's Lawrence Fishburne? "No one can explain what the Matrix is. You have to go to the movie theater and see it for yourself."
That's right. That's
You're like, yeah, he's fucking right.
It's true.
So they bust into another room where a naked couple is having...
Pegging?
Sex? I guess pegging.
They're behind him.
Doing
yeah. They're in the covers. They flip open the covers. He's on all fours and she's behind him.
Yeah.
All right.
Surprise.
Kinky.
This is where it started.
He's like, "Come in me."
Yeah. So Cindy's watching them fight and she goes, "Oh, these guys eat too much red meat."
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, okay, that was lame.
All right.
Then the bad guy pulls his gun on John and says, "Fuck you, asshole." Click. The gun's empty. So John says, "Fuck you, asshole." And that's
so stupid.
That's the second Terminator line.
Yeah.
He says, so John ends up grabbing the guy by the dick and he throws him across the room and somehow he gets impaled by something.
Yes. Terrible. Sharp.
"Where's Johnny?"
He's dead.
He's dead. Yeah.
So then they steal his car and find an address to a weapons warehouse owned by Arius. And
well, not only this, so he fired 6 shots, so much commotion in the motel.
Yeah.
They're digging through the car.
Right.
No one calls the police.
No.
No one's scared.
Not even the sex people. They probably just went back to having sex. Because
they went back. They're like, okay, let's finish real quick.
Yeah.
It's the Sunspot Motel, Josh. That's an average night.
What stays at the Sunspot Motel stays at the Sunspot Motel.
Yep, you nailed it, Josh.
What the fuck did you just say?
Jesus.
You know what you
Christ.
Just said? You said what stays at the Sunspot stays at the Sunspot.
Such an idiot. Is that not right?
That is not the line.
You know, what? Josh, what stays in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Hey!
Yes. I'm so confused.
Yeah, we know, Josh.
What the fuck is happening?
Good job. You made this the Josh Reese Show.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
So close.
No.
You understood what I meant.
Everyone
out there knew what I was talking about.
No, I never know what you're talking about. So, where the fuck are we since Josh threw us for a loop? Yeah, John sneaks in the warehouse and he finds the location of Arius's hideout because he just left it there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then John breaks into an army surplus store by bulldozing the entrance.
Jesus.
Or someone
just
did.
How about the back door, pop the lock?
Yeah.
Inconspicuous.
No,
that's not Arnold style.
No.
Get in a bulldozer and drive through the front. John loads up on weapons.
But then they're just walking through like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah.
Oh, give me one of those. Thank you.
They got a fucking sharpie.
Like, you just bulldozered the front door or the front window. Of course the cops are going to come.
They went shopping. Yeah. John loads up on weapons. He gets a rocket launcher, And then there's so many close-up shots of him grabbing guns and grenades. And then, yeah, the cops show up, arrest John, and put him in the back of a police van.
And he whispers to the girl, put the guns in the car and all the stuff in the car.
Yeah.
And then follow me in the fire, a gun at
me. Yeah, because they didn't see her.
Right.
Somehow. She was sneaky. So Cindy pulls up next to the cops with the rocket launcher in the back seat.
Yeah, that's right.
They don't notice.
Nah.
One of the cops sees her, and then he looks at his partner. He goes, hooker.
Hooker.
And he gets really excited.
I'm surprised he's not like, pull over.
Yeah.
Let me get one off real quick.
So the cops drive off, and they're still looking at Cindy, who's grabbing the rocket launcher. She's like, oh, she's got a big surprise for you, buddy.
Yeah, what's she going to do?
And she fires the rocket launcher, but first she just, like, blows up a mailbox.
Behind her.
But then she eventually shoots the police van, and it flips over.
Later in the movie,
yeah,
Arnold uses the same rocket launcher,
yeah,
and he shoots it at a car,
mm-hmm,
and the car explodes.
Yes.
Thank God that didn't happen this time.
Yeah, it's a police van. That's a car.
Yeah.
Armored car.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. It
makes sense.
So John gets out, leaves with Cindy, and they show that the cops are still alive just so that Cindy's not a cop killer.
Right.
You know?
It's good.
And the guy, and one of the little cop goes, fucking whore. He stands up. I think it got cut out of the movie.
So then John and Cindy go to a port and steal one of Arius's seaplanes. Thankfully, Cindy's been taking flight lessons. Oh, thank God.
Such a random thing.
Even though we later find out that Arnold could have just flown the fucking plane.
That's what I was about to say. I mean, you mentioned it during the movie. It looked like he knew a lot more about the plane than she did.
Yeah, some of Arius's men shoot at them. The plane won't start, so John punches the dash and it works. Same year as Back to the Future. Same year as the first Back to the Future.
That's funny.
Where Marty has to headbutt the dash to get the car to start.
Mm.
Brilliant. So John shoots at the men, and those guys fall out of their car and into the water. John and Cindy take off and fly away, and that's where she's like, I can't do it. He's like, argh, and he fucking does something to make the plane go higher.
Yeah, there it goes.
And then the most random part of the movie comes next.
Oh, Bill Paxton's cameo?
Yeah, what is this?
It's so weird.
I mean, this is before he was famous.
But it goes nowhere.
But what is this?
You can't even call it a cameo because he wasn't famous yet.
No.
It's funny, though, because Arnold obviously liked him because Bill Paxton also had a really small part in the first Terminator. I think he was like the first... He was like in the gang that the Terminator first like either beats up or kills.
And of course he's in True Lies. Has a really big part in True Lies.
Yeah.
He's in the Predator sequel that Arnold was not in as well.
Right, yeah. Mm. So Bill Paxton's like, you know, he radios into the plane. He's like, oh, this is a restricted area. You got to land. And then Cindy just lowers the altitude and now they're off the radar. That was easy.
What?
But so
enemies can just fly right above the ground and be undetected.
So, yeah, I mean, it really was unnecessary.
There's no reason.
There's no consequence.
Hey, we need 30 extra seconds.
They didn't fire missiles at them from the ground.
No.
Right. That's what I was expecting.
They're in a fucking seaplane. Just leave them alone.
Yeah.
So back at the hideout, Arius tells Bennett that he's scared. He's like, I know you're scared of Matrix. But Bennett says, that's true, but I have his daughter. And then, yeah. Sure. So Cindy lands the plane near the island of the hideout. John tells her to contact his general, and then he canoes to the island in a Speedo.
Yeah, and he looks through binoculars. He's still a couple miles out.
Yes.
He gets on foot, and he's right there.
Yeah.
At this point, still, Joe's theory of the general being the bad guy, it still plays.
Oh, it still plays.
Yeah, because she's trying to call the general. Oh, shit, he's actually there?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Right.
Yeah.
We get a nice like superhero suit up scene though of Arnold putting clothes on and painting his face so he could blend in with the island, I guess.
Arnold, are you gonna go get your daughter?
No, wait. I need to make the green look better on my face. Yeah. I have to put it on my body now. This is an island of trees. I'm going to hide behind the trees.
Yeah.
Are you gonna hide behind the trees?
No, I'm just gonna stand in the middle of the field and go. Bah, 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 bah.
Then why are you wasting time painting yourself?
Because it's cool.
Didn't even paint himself to look like white roses.
I want my daughter to see how cool I look.
So, meanwhile, some of Arius's men go to the airport where the plane John was supposed to be on landed, and they see the dead guy and they inform Arius. And Arius tells Bennett to kill John's daughter. But Bennett goes into the room, but John's daughter escaped. They showed her, like, trying to escape earlier, and she fucking figured it out.
Yep.
Yep.
So then John starts brutally killing Arius's men, slits their throats, throwing knives. Like, he throws two knives at two guys. They're dead. And then he turns the corner, and he goes, Komusta! And then just shoots the guy with a knife gun.
Amazing. Like a knife gun.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was.
Komusta! And then,
yeah, it should be illegal to have that at a gun store.
Correct.
Hey, Arnold, can we try that line again?
No.
All right, that's fine.
Moving on.
Then a bunch of men chase after John, but he blows up two buildings that they're close by. And like Joe said, they show the buildings blow up like five times in a row. Like,
it's like different takes.
Yeah. Yeah, I was curious how many buildings actually blew up.
It was only three. Filmed it with five cameras. So.
It was three buildings blown up five times.
Yeah.
Yeah, five different shots.
So 15 buildings? 15.
No,
all right, the same three. Rebuild the buildings.
That's
we got to do it again.
One more time, man. Go.
Then John blows up a truck with the rocket launcher. John shoots a fuck ton of men and blows some of them up with grenades.
Right.
I like as soon as he throws the grenades, they just explode.
Right. These bad guys were stormtrooper level type of
oh my god
type of good.
There, well, he was just standing there, but he was blending in with the grass, so they couldn't really see him that well.
Oh no, right. He looks like a flower. Where
he's
did he
got
go?
John Cena powers. Yeah, so many times
get
he's
to
just
the flower.
So many times he's just like standing behind some bushes, as if those would stop the bullets.
What right. is that tall flower?
Maybe it was just like, you know, South American, like they didn't have good weapons then or something.
Mm. You have to imagine that these are just guys that they steal from families and they force them to be part of his regime.
Yeah.
So they've never shot a gun before.
No, I don't want to think about that, because then Arnold murdered so many innocent people.
No, they're all innocent. Yeah.
Just working because they had bad
luck. Or the most likely scenario, the United States government gave this country all these weapons, train them how so they could rise up against their repressors, but then they become worse.
That's actually a CIA site.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Classic United States government. Oh, boy. You did it again. So John gets nicked, and he goes into a shed, but they follow him, and a bunch of them just shoot the hell out of this shed.
This was amazing.
From the outside.
Just destroying it.
Like, okay, because right after that, the scene, a guy opens up the door and you see the glass crack. And I was like, oh shit, okay, he escaped through the woods.
Right. But no, instead, John was hanging from the ceiling and he stabbed the guy with a pitchfork.
Amazing.
Then he grabs like some disc and sliced the guy's head off.
Oh my God.
That's like the top of his head comes off.
Yeah.
Like he scalped him.
He scalped him.
I mean, you're running around like this for like 2 minutes before you die, right?
Yeah. And then he gets out of the shed and cuts a guy's arm off.
Yeah, it was great.
And if you like look closely, you could see like the line where the fake arm begins.
Yeah, right, of course.
It's so good. So then, John shoots like 50 more guys dead as he just flails the gun around.
Yeah,
was one shot where he was just like just flailing the gun around like
he's
crazy.
Not even controlling it.
No.
And it's murdering everyone.
Yes.
Out of curiosity, do you have a kill count, Joe?
Oh, you know I do.
Yeah, okay, we'll get to that later.
All right.
I guess me and Josh will have a fun little contest there.
Yes, I didn't see.
So then Arius and John get into a shootout, but John shoots him three times with a shotgun, bam, 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 and Arius falls out of a window.
Yes.
I feel like they were trying to just do Scarface there.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. No, say hello to my little friend. I guess that's
well, you can't go that far.
Something else.
No.
He's in a white suit, and he gets shot off his balcony to his death.
Yes.
Three times. Yeah. So then John hears his daughter yelling for him, you know, from the boiler room.
Yeah. She's got great lungs, great lungs.
Bennett caught John's daughter and John follows them in there, but Bennett shoots John's arm. And then John dares Bennett to drop the gun and have a knife fight.
And in like the Mask of Zorro, the stupid bad guy does it.
Yeah. And Bennett, this is where his acting comes. He's like, I could beat you, John. I don't need the gun. I'm going to kill you now.
It's so horrible.
So I was kind of annoyed. Like, this guy wore chainmail the entire episode, the entire movie.
Yeah.
But like, I figured like it would have come in handy during a knife fight. You try to stab somebody through the chainmail. Doesn't work.
Wasn't that strong, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought the chainmail, I guess it was for the scene that
you
happened.
You like
later,
that word chainmail because you've said it 12 times in a row now.
How else do you describe it? Steel mesh?
Steel mesh, yeah.
So they have the knife fight. Yeah, they cut each other a little bit. They fall over into another area. They fight some more. John pushes Bennett into an electric fence.
and you're like, okay, it's over.
It's over. But that somehow powers Bennett up.
Yeah.
Power up!
He's like Iron Man.
Yeah. Then Bennett grabs a gun and he says, I'm not going to shoot you between the eyes, John. I'm going to shoot you between your balls.
That's right.
That's a good one. That's a good line.
But then John just rips a pipe out from the wall, throws it. It goes through Bennett.
Yes.
And then Arnold says, let off some steam, Bennett.
And then some steam comes out of the pipe.
Some steam comes out.
It's
nice.
Wow. That's an epic line.
Yeah.
Then John's general arrives and he's like, leave anything for us?
Just bodies.
And then the general asks John to come back. Come on back. And John says, this was the last time. And the general says, until the next time. But then Cindy walks out of the seaplane. She came back. And John tells the general, not the chance. And they all get in the shitty seaplane that barely worked to begin with.
As a family.
And they fly away after. As this shitty 80s song. He fights for love. He fights for love. The whole soundtrack to this movie was just the worst music ever.
Wild. So many strange choices.
Classic 80s shit music.
It's like 80s porn almost. It was weird.
No, there was a porn scene in
he
there.
He fights for love.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess, should we rate it first or do the trivia?
Let's do some fun facts.
All right.
So Vernon Wells, who was that main bad guy at the end who we fought, wasn't the original actor cast to play Bennett.
I believe it.
Did it look like his clothes were kind of tight the whole movie?
Sure.
He did the audition for the role and lost to Wings Hauser. I looked him up, didn't really recognize him. On the first day of filming, however, director Mark Lester fired Hauser and hired Wells. And Wells was a lot bigger than Hauser, and the production didn't have time to make new costumes.
Damn,
so, that's hilarious.
Yeah,
there's like fans that like fans of Commando that have their own theories. Some think that Bennett was in love with John Matrix.
Oh, wow.
And was just upset that they couldn't be together, and that's why he wanted to kill him.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Every movie is a love story.
So right. Schwarzenegger and Ray Don Chong shot a love scene, but it was deemed unconvincing and dropped from the movie.
Oh, come on.
So they did live happily ever after?
Well, where would they fuck? In the plane? Like, when would she finally be like, you know what? You're kind of hot.
Yeah.
Like, when would they have fucked?
Well, that's what Josh said in the plane in front of his daughter.
Yes, right.
I was thinking.
See, do you know who?
Oh, my God. Release the director's cut, you cowards.
Release.
I want to see. We've never seen Arnold fuck ever in a movie. Like,
never?
Really. No.
No sex tape leak either.
What about in Twins?
I don't think so.
He gets on the bed with.
Yeah, but they never. He's never actually like. It's never a sex scene. It's always just like, you know. We're gonna lay down together. Fade to black.
Andrew wants to see balls.
Andrew sees the balls. Ray Don Chong has a famous father. Do you know or can you guess?
No.
Who it is?
No. No.
Last name Chong.
No. Cheech and Chong.
Cheech and Chong.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Oh, that's funny.
That is her dad.
Wow. So Chong.
Yeah, Tommy Chong.
Okay. I was today years old when I figured out that was his actual name.
Great. Yeah, Tommy Chong. The mansion used in the final shootout is the same mansion in the final shootout in...
Bad Boys 2?
No.
Oh.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Coincidentally, both Matrix and Axel Foley were trying to rescue somebody named Jenny.
that's right.
Isn't that funny?
Interesting.
A lot of the actresses that were auditioning for the role of Jenny, Winona Ryder, Shannon Doherty, Elizabeth Shue, Drew Barrymore, Jennifer Connelly, and Patricia Arquette.
And they all lost out to this woman.
To Alyssa Milano.
Did she ever do anything else?
Oh, Jenny, right.
Jenny,
right,
the daughter. These are all younger people. Can you guess what Schwarzenegger received for this movie? Again, it came out in 85, and he wasn't worldly yet.
It's right after Terminator, which was big, though.
Big.
$5 million?
It's funny. You have any other guesses?
I'm going to go lower, $3 million.
So the answer is $2 million, but by today's standards, it would be around $5 million.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Let's see.
Maybe he signed on before Terminator came out.
Yeah, right. Well, that's still $2 million in '85 was sure, a lot of money.
I'm surprised they weren't able to get a better bad guy.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, both those bad guys were shit.
Like, but all those, a lot of those old action movies are you just throw the star in and you hire a bunch of nobodies sure. for the most part.
Absolutely.
I mean that, you know, we didn't mention this on the podcast, but the guy that's trying to become the president is the general manager of the Cubs.
Yes.
In Rookie of the Year.
That's right.
I hope we not did that movie
yet. Oh, he's been in everything.
We should do Rookie of the Year.
We should. Angels of the Alpha.
The guy that was doing stunt training the whole time, he said he worked with Schwarzenegger so much that he probably became a second degree black belt by the end of filming.
Oh, that's funny.
Huh, interesting.
Do you know how long it took to film this?
Two months.
Two months.
I feel like this is super quick.
Like a month?
Yeah, like 45 days.
Wow.
You were both right.
Half, nice.
Isn't that crazy? They film these things so good. All right. And finally, body count. Think of a number, both of you.
I mean, he killed like 100 guys on that island.
I'm going to say 210.
It can't be that much. I'm going to say $1. I think it's under. I'll say like, God, I mean, there were so many. I'm gonna say it's less than that, though. I'm going to say like 86.
109,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And he killed 102 of them. Because remember, there were 700 deaths that are like...
The garbage man killed them.
Yeah, that's right. Like that. Interesting.
That's all I got.
That's great.
Yeah.
I thought this was kind of interesting. IMDb ranked like the 250 greatest action movies.
Yeah.
This movie comes in at number 71... followed by Rambo at 70.
Well, the funny thing is that's the new Rambo.
Yeah, that's from 2008.
Yeah, okay. Well, I didn't realize that. Wow. Okay.
What's the top of this list?
At the top of this list? Let's see.
Like The Matrix, Terminator 2 probably.
Die Hard is
Terminator 2 number 1.
Yeah. Die Hard number 2.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool.
All right.
What do you want to rate this?
It's
so much fun.
It was fun. I don't know if it was a great movie, but it was fun. I'm going to say 7.5. 8. No, 7.5. Stick at 7.5.
I got 7. Solid 7.
Yeah, I'll go 8.
All right.
I mean, it's just so fucking fun.
It's fun. So many good one-liners.
It's dumb, but you're entertained the whole time.
And it's quick.
It's quick. Yeah, quick. It's 89 minutes. Like, it's so easy. If you're with your friends and you all love Arnold, just... fucking rent that shit.
Yeah, at the end, he's just murdering everybody.
It's so great.
This was like the first John Wick, really.
Yeah, for real. All right, let's do fan questions. Let me pull it up. I'm going to pull it up right now. We need music.
Fan questions.
Yeah. Let's see. Bill Capri. Mm-hmm. He just says best action movie bracket. I don't know what that. Okay. Oh. Yeah, it's out now. You can go watch it. Patreon.com/HollywoodHogwash.
Best action hero is out there. He's saying best action movie.
Oh, best action movie bracket. That
could
be
good. I agree.
Holy shit. That could be really good.
That's going to be. Didn't we do that?
I don't think so.
We did it. Yeah. We did it on What's Wrong with Wrestling, actually.
Action movies?
No. Y'all did like a portion of that because y'all were doing the New Day's brackets.
Well, we did the New Day's best action movie bracket.
Right.
But I mean, the big movies were on there. Yeah. We did do that. So, yeah, Bill, you can check that out at patreon.com/What's Wrong with Wrestling.
There you go.
Andy Piccone, Pushfire, Barry, Commando, Predator, and Total Recall.
Oh, come on. Well, you...
It's push, Total Recall.
Total Recall.
I think I'm... Oh, man. I love Predator because I love monster movies.
Yeah.
Commando would be third.
Predator's really good, too. I'd have to watch Predator again because it's been a while.
I'd have to fire Commando.
But Predator really is really good. Yeah.
I really would.
But you're pushing Total Recall.
But Total Recall is the best.
Oh, yeah.
The Rizzler, pretty sure. The opening credit scenes of Schwarzenegger with his daughter... has a touch of questionable pedo concerns. He's just throwing her.
He kissed her on the mouth.
They were wiping ice cream off of each other. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
It was a little bit much.
That was a little weird. Carlos Ramirez, is Aaron excited for Twister 2? It actually looks pretty good. And the first one is also one of my favorite movies that I hope gets reviewed. Well, obviously, Aaron's not here this week. I would guess he's not excited because no one... like from the originals in it.
Right. He was excited for Bill Paxton.
Plus, again, is it a reimagining? Is it?
It's just, you know, it's a new story.
So it's not
Not in canon.
No,
it's
I don't think. Anyone. I mean, some of those people are. Bill Paxton's dead.
Right. But it's just called
Seymour
Twisters.
Hoffman's dead.
Twister. It's just an update to the film.
Yeah. It's just more tornadoes. I mean, I just don't.
Super tornado.
No, I think in the movie, I saw the trailer, it was like, oh my God. Two tornadoes!
Twisters!
Yeah.
Wait till they figure out what a cyclone is.
Battling tornadoes, and then there's going to be a third evil tornado, and the two other tornadoes are going to look at each other, and then look at the evil tornado, then go fight it.
And then a sharknado.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow,
wow, wow. Wow. Yeah. PCJ, now that you guys are starting to review classic action films, we need to add a new category when rating the movies. Best death or kill scene.
Ooh.
For me, okay, we could do that. Our favorite scene or moment from Commando was when he kills Sully.
Remember when I said I would kill you last? I lied.
And he just drops him down in the fucking valley.
That's
pretty good.
But also when he cuts the guy's arm off, that was pretty sweet too. With a machete.
When he throws the saw blade and it slices the guy's head open, that was my favorite.
That was good.
That was unique. I've never seen that before.
They're all great. It's hard to pick
one. Pick one, Joe.
I think I'm going to go with the head. He throws a fucking blade and it takes off half the guy's head.
Amazing.
It's
amazing.
I love when he cuts the guy's arm off. It's so good. Also, he says, Josh, say Schwarzenegger 3 times fast without getting yourself canceled.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
Okay, don't do that.
No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to get Josh in trouble. Joey Cage, if you guys need to boost your testosterone, just watch this movie. Honestly, one of Arnold's classics with a bunch of dope-ass dialogue and fun action.
Yeah.
Which is your all-time favorite Arnold classic one-liner? He says, fuck you, asshole, from Terminator 1 is mine.
Fuck you, asshole.
Fuck you. I mean, it's hard to go against line. I'll be back. I mean, that's great.
I'll be back is iconic, obviously. Mm. God, it's got to be like something from Total Recall. Oh, I love in Total Recall when they're like in the beginning when they're grabbing him and he goes, what the hell's going on? What the fuck did I do wrong? So good.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to get past I'll be back.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Consider that the divorce. That's a great line. That's
maybe
great.
We need to do.
You know, he says that too, right, Josh? In Total Recall?
No.
Consider that the divorce.
Yeah, Sharon Stone.
Oh, right. We just saw that, though.
If it bleeds.
Yeah, we reviewed it recently. Yeah.
If it bleeds, we kill it.
Maybe we should do a best Arnold one-liners bracket.
Oh, hasta la vista, baby. That's probably it.
You know what? You're right, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Damn it, Joe.
I'm Detective John Kimble. I'm a cop, you idiot. First, I would like to get to know you.
Who is your daddy?
You know what we should
do
is best Arnold prank call bracket. And we just listen to them.
Oh,
there's a few that I could recite word for word.
Sure.
That's good.
Thanks for calling Hooters.
How are you?
Good.
Yeah. First, I would like to get to know you.
Get to know me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The yeah is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
You son of a bitch.
What?
Stop whining.
Stop whining?
Yeah.
I'm not whining. What are you talking about?
Who are you?
I'm someone that works at this restaurant.
You lack discipline.
What?
You lack discipline.
Do I lack discipline?
Yes.
He's a call, a different line. This is Hooters. You don't call here talking like that, all right?
I want to.
And then it cuts off. It's so good. I remember the first time Joe showed me those, and I fucking was crying.
I'm surprised we don't have more of those with AI now.
When he called the hotel.
This is the Gala Lodge.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right.
First, I would like to get to know you.
Okay.
Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
Who?
Who is your daddy?
Who are you talking about?
Who are you?
Well, who are you?
I'm Detective John Kimble.
Hey, this is a motel.
I'm a cop, you idiot. I'm Detective John Kimble.
Well, if you're a cop, you idiot, come over here and talk to me, all right?
You son of a bitch.
I don't know what he does. This is the switchboard, the gate of lodge.
Stop it.
I don't stop nothing, you idiot.
Stop it.
Oh my God, Andrew, that's crazy. Oh God.
Holy fuck, you remember all those?
Oh yeah, dude, I listen to those shit so much.
It's so good.
Dude, when I used to do Paul
People
Gallant's...
that don't know yeah. that it's Arnold.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck. That's amazing.
When I used to do Paul Gallant's show on 610, yeah. it was the late show, so they didn't care. We did one segment where like I just talked to him with the Arnold soundboards. It was
oh,
so
God,
much fun.
That is good.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I'm, like, sweating now.
How do we get out? How do we move on from here?
All right, Joey Cage, if you guys need to boost your testosterone, just watch this movie.
Yeah.
Honestly, one of Arnold's classics with a bunch of dope-ass... Oh, I'm sorry. He fucking did this one. I'm, like, I'm out of it now after that.
Yeah. Are we going back to
last fan question. Omar...
Meow, meow.
Says... we're all dying Jesus. Now. Omar says, review Madam Web, damn it.
No.
I think maybe we probably will when it comes out. Yeah, when yes. it, like, not in theaters. I'm not wasting money
weeks.
On that.
Like Josh said, yeah, in 2 weeks to right. watch it on
He says, Josh, spell Schwarzenegger without getting canceled.
I don't even know if I can spell Schwarzenegger.
No. No.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Yeah.
But we're not going to get Josh canceled.
Thank
come on.
You. I appreciate
Shame
that.
On you guys. That's horrible.
That. Guys, come on. I'm Josh doing my best here.
Yeah. Josh is going to get canceled one day.
For
you know,
sure.
we'll see.
For sure.
For sure he's going to do that. Yeah. All right, that is all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Hollywood Hog Pod. Become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash. Again, best action hero bracket is out now. Go check it out. We've also done best TV intro of all time where we watched 32 different TV intros. That was a lot of fun. Yeah. We also did Hottest 90s Crush. That was great. So go check it out. Patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash. And we'll see you next time.
Put that cookie down now,
oh,
you idiot.
No, that's it. That's number one. Absolutely.